Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, October 16th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a big pharma whistleblower reveals the dirty secrets about adverse vaccine reactions.
There's so much people aren't hearing behind the scenes. The safety testing is not like even pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs slip through the cracks. Well, vaccines slip through far bigger crack.
Brandy Vaughn, a former Merck employee, talks in depth about Gardasil, which is now being pushed on teens, both girls and boys. And Russia is putting on a display of firepower right now in Syria that is shocking the world, embarrassing the Obama administration. Darren McBreen talks about how this latest showdown between superpowers could escalate to a global conflict. Then, government propaganda sinks to comic levels, comic book levels, as Captain America goes liberal and goes against the evil Tea Party. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, a controversial school assignment is stirring some outrage amongst parents. Middle schoolers in Florida were asked to choose between saving the lives of white or black people from a sinking ship. What does that have to do with history? I'll never know. So these were sixth grade students, and they were presented a lifeboat test in which they were forced to save only 9 people out of 15. Several high-profile figures, including President Obama and Donald Trump, were included in this test alongside some white people, black people, a Hispanic, a male and a female doctor, and a rabbi and a minister. Now, an 11-year-old student that was in this class said that she and her fellow classmates immediately protested this assignment. She said everybody in the classroom just got upset about it and said, "This is racist. This is racist." Now, the Hillsborough County School District stated that this assignment was merely a team-building exercise and denied any racial connotations. Okay, it was nothing about being racist or sexist. But here's the ultimate dilemma. What if it was a black conservative? Now, we've already seen how the establishment media has been treating Dr. Ben Carson, but you also may have heard about the outspoken 13-year-old black conservative, C.J. Pearson. He had a viral video where he was calling out Obama for his response, clock kid controversy. Then Obama, of course, blocked him on Twitter. Well, now he's reporting that a teacher at his middle school reportedly told his students that CJ is not worth saving in a fire and that he hates him. So Pearson has now accused the teacher of violating the school's bullying policy, and the school's principal has promised a full investigation into the matter. So bullying and hate speech is fine if it's coming out of the mouth of a liberal. Of course, they do not want black Americans to get off of that liberal thought plantation. So now we're seeing this type of censorship for anything that's not fitting the establishment agenda. We've seen Germany censoring anyone who is anti-immigration, Facebook as well. Well, now a Captain America comic is going that same route. They are siding with Democrats in Washington, beating up on conservatives who dare follow the Constitution. It's a new black liberal Captain America, and he's deciding that he cannot remain apolitical. He decides to cut ties with SHIELD and go into business for himself, setting his own agenda. He heads to the southern border. He beats up some evil right-wingers who are threatening innocent illegal immigrants who just want to be left alone. And so, of course, the evil commander of these right-wingers, he makes these evil statements about building a wall, not wanting illegal immigrants to bring crime and disease into America. They complain about the immigrants taking their jobs and the welfare. They're gun-toting villains in hoods. And, of course, they refer to the hero as Captain Socialism. So you can see where this is going and, of course, probably who the comic is based off of as well. The comic's writer, Nick Spencer, has made it abundantly clear where he stands in the political spectrum. Blatant propaganda coming from every corner. Now, let's talk about something else. Now, just 2 weeks after the Obama administration announced a plan to globalize local police departments through the Strong Cities Network, now the Obama administration has added a new tool in its fight against violent extremism. It's a new position within the Justice Department. They're going to focus on investigating lone wolf domestic terrorists or extremists. It's the Domestic Terrorism Council, and it's going to focus on who the Obama administration and the controversial Southern Poverty Law Center considers extremists. So, of course, in the past, they have labeled libertarians and patriots as extremists. So we've seen the MIAC report, and we know exactly where they are going with this Domestic Terrorism Council. Now, on Thursday, the former Assistant Secretary at the Treasury for Economic Policy in the Reagan administration, Paul Craig Roberts, told Alex Jones how not only are we going to begin to see the U.S. taking out some of these domestic terrorists, but he also gives a warning for the Russian President Putin.
I think that Putin's in danger of assassination by the CIA or some rogue group. They're probably rogue groups that are far worse than the CIA.
Of course.
And we just don't know about them. And so I think they will continue to persecute whistleblowers. They will continue to move in the direction that criticism of the government is illegal. And they'll first say, you know, you're a domestic extremist, and they'll find somebody that's easy for people not to like and go along with, and then the next guy will not quite be so easy to dislike, and then finally they'll get whoever they want. That's the way it goes.
Exactly.
Now coming up, Darren McBreen is going to discuss how this latest showdown between the world's superpowers could escalate into a global conflict. But first, we wanted to air this interview that I did yesterday with Brandi Vaughn. She joined me in studio. She's the founder for the Council of Vaccine Safety, here to discuss what's really behind this dangerous push for mandatory vaccinations. Joining me now is Brandi Vaughn. She is the founder of the Council for Vaccine Safety. She was also a former pharmaceutical sales rep for Merck and is now a very outspoken opponent of mandatory vaccinations. So welcome. It's great to have you in studio. So talk to me a little bit. What compelled you to found the Council for Vaccine Safety?
Well, I'm a former Merck rep, as you said, and I sold Vioxx for Merck. And through that experience, I really saw how corrupt the whole system is. And it ended up being one of the largest corporate payouts in the United States and one of the largest drug recalls, $6 billion in fines. And through that and what kind of went down behind the scenes and what I learned from that, I really realized that the agencies that are meant to protect us from the industry and regulate the drugs and things like that are really, they aren't doing that in reality.
They're protecting
us. Yeah, they're
pharma.
Actually almost a puppet for the pharmaceutical industry at the moment. And my eyes were really open. So I left Merck and I went to Europe and I came back with my son. I was 6 months old, vax-free. In Europe, they have a whole different mindset on the pharmaceutical industry and vaccines and all of that. And I was told at a doctor's office that my son really needed these, I think it was 16 vaccines to catch him up on schedule and all of this. And I questioned it. I said, I want to look at inserts. You know, I don't trust the healthcare industry. I don't trust doctors after spending so much time in their offices. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted more information. So he didn't like that answer. The appointment was over. I left. I did years of research. Now my son is 4.5 years old. And I got into this fight because of SB 277, which was ground zero in California for the mandatory vaccine laws that we're going to see sweeping through the country pushed by the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
Merck in particular, because they have an almost monopoly on the childhood vaccine schedule.
Wow.
So 6 months ago, that came down in California where I live with my son, and my son would be in the first kindergarten class affected by it. It mandates 35 vaccines before children are allowed into the school system, daycare, if that's where they enter, a preschool. And so I started speaking out, and I realized that I'm going to have to start to share all of what I've learned and all of what I saw behind the scenes, because things are going drastically wrong.
Right. And very quickly.
Very quickly. And so one of the things I feel like I always have to point out to people is that in the 1980s, the schedule was far, far different than what there is now. And now, 2016, it's going to be 53 recommended vaccines on the CDC schedule for children under six and under. And that is far more excessive than it was in the 80s. And it's more than any other developed country in the world.
Right.
And our children are suffering from it. What we have right now is the first generation of children that's sicker than their parents.
Right. That's when we were record sick, yeah. Obese.
Yeah. And so right now we're giving 53, more than any other country. We're giving vaccines in utero, which are, you know, vaccines are not studied for toxicity and birth defects. There's a reason for it, because right. In lab studies in animals, they show they do get cause birth defects when you give vaccines to pregnant women. And we're giving 6 to 9 doses. So it begins on the first day of life with the vitamin K shot, with Hep B. And then we're giving 6 to 9 doses, sometimes more, in each child well visit. This is nothing any other country does. And to show for it, we have, you know, the highest infant mortality rate in the developed world.
Right.
And the U.S. Is far above other countries that give far less vaccines. And we spend more on health care per capita than any country in the world. So it's not that. And we have Mississippi, which is the highest rate of vaccination in the states, of all states, and it has the highest infant mortality rate. So a lot of people say, oh, correlation, you know, not causation. But the government that could do these causation studies, they're not doing it, because they're hand in hand with the pharmaceutical industry. So what we have to go on is the fact that our children are now sicker than the generation before.
Right.
And this is not happening in other countries. And it's never happened in the, you know, for generations in the U.S. And we're seeing epic numbers of, you know, neurological delays, ADHD, speech delays, autism, type 1 diabetes, childhood leukemia, autoimmune issues, epilepsy,
right.
Asthma, food allergies, psoriasis, eczema, lupus. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so our children are really suffering.
Right. And you mentioned the vitamin K, which I think is sort of a new thing, that all of a sudden now this is something that children on their first day of birth, when they're born, they need to have this now. All of a sudden, your son wasn't given it there in Holland. They didn't even know about it. So you hadn't even done a lot of research into why this is being given. But it was interesting here, because Rob Dew, our producer, had his fourth child, a little girl. And so they wanted to give this vitamin K. And he said, well, talk to me about it. I want to read the inserts. And what they were saying was it's just, you know, it's 100% vitamin K. It's completely fine, safe and effective. It's that same talking point, safe and effective. And you actually brought some pretty interesting news to us. So go ahead and talk to us about what was actually going on with this vitamin K.
Right. Well, luckily it was kind of a random, although I think nothing is random in the world, conversation with Rob. And I had a nurse send me just last week a photo of the box of the vitamin K injection that they give. And then also a different company, she sent a picture of the vial. And this is things that we would never see when we actually go into the doctor's office.
Right.
We don't see, they don't tell us in the hospital.
It's just natural. It's vitamin K.
Right. Well, on the box, on one of them, because there are two different companies that that make it, well, three, but anyway, this was two of them. The main active ingredient is polysorbate 80, and that is, there are strong links to infertility, to autoimmune issues. Polysorbate 80 is banned in a lot of countries, especially in injectables. And that's the main active ingredient in one of the vitamin K solutions. Mm-hmm. In the other one, on the vial, it says contains no more than 100 micrograms per liter of aluminum. And you combine that with the Hep B shot, which is 250 micrograms per liter of aluminum. On day one, our children are getting 350 grams, and if not more. And This is just unheard of. It blows my mind because aluminum has no place in our body. It's a known neurotoxin. It's a heavy metal. It's incredibly difficult to detox from. And we're injecting these into the bloodstream. So it goes straight to the vital organs. It's not like when you ingest something and 60% of it is filtered out through the kidney and the natural detox process. Wow. It goes straight to vital organs. And this is happening on day one. So it's not surprising that the U.S. leads the developed world in infant mortality rates and day one mortality rates. And we seem to think that we have, you know, the best healthcare protocol in the world. And you're not seeing these type of things in other countries. And people need to start questioning this, because what I've really learned doing my research is this is all about profit. It's not about our health. I mean, how can we believe that it's about our health when we have the sickest children? We have the sickest generation of children in our country at the moment. Right. You know, things like peanut allergies. Peanuts are no longer allowed in schools. You know, all the food allergies, the gut issues, the autoimmune diseases, all of these things that I mentioned. I mean, that is the true epidemic in our country, mm-hmm. are those diseases and that childhood level of poor health that we have. Right.
And the cognitive dissonance of the American people to just continue on and say, well, the doctor says it's safe and effective. I've got to go ahead and, you know, just do what the doctor says. And you pointed out as well how there isn't really any testing. And so in these other countries, they don't have the big pharma weighing down on the doctors, whereas we do here.
Right. And I think that's really important point, is that as a pharmaceutical sales rep, we heard all about the gold standard level of safety testing that goes into pharma drugs, right? Long-term, double-blind, placebo-based studies. And because vaccines are not classified as a pharmaceutical drug, even though they clearly are, and they're actually more dangerous because you're injecting them versus ingestion, they don't undergo the same level of safety testing as normal pharmaceutical drugs.
Wow.
And so there are no long-term studies. There are no studies where they're studied in combination with other vaccines, and we're giving babies 6 to 9, sometimes more doses of vaccines per baby visit, which is unheard of in any other country. And they don't have real placebo-based controls, which is so very important, because what you're seeing, and one of the things I'm going to go into later in the segment, is like, say, the Gardasil vaccine. Their placebo-based safety study, only 300 were actually on a saline-based placebo out of 18,000 in the study. And what most of the control group was given was a straight aluminum shot. That is the most toxic adjuvant in Gardasil.
So they're saying based on this really toxicity, it's fine. It's completely safe and effective. So I want to hear more about that in the next segment.
Right.
I think this is just some really key bombshell information that we're getting. So stick around right after this very short break. We're going to find out what's really driving this campaign for mandatory vaccinations.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. I'm here with Brandi Vaughn, the founder of Council for Vaccine Safety. Now, let's get right back into this. They're telling us this is all for our health, that this is the big push of the mandatory vaccinations. What's really going on behind the scenes?
Right. I think it's interesting because what you're hearing is that vaccines aren't profitable. This is about public health. There are going to be huge outbreaks of infectious disease if we don't have more and more and more and more vaccinations. And we're not seeing this in the rest of the developed world, which has a much lower vaccine schedule than we do. So what did happen? Well, I'm going to tell you, vaccines became profitable. With the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Act, vaccine makers lost all liability. So in the U.S., one way we can push back against corporations running the government and running our lives is we can sue if we're injured or, heaven forbid, we die from something, a product. And during that judicial process, which is in our Constitution for a reason, it goes through a discovery process and a lot of information about the real safety testing that was done and things like that. That's where that information comes out. And when the federal government gave vaccine makers complete liability protection in 1986 and then again in 2011, vaccines became profitable because all of a sudden you're looking at a pharmaceutical drug market, which is completely saturated. There's competition in every disease category. They have to spend a lot on marketing to win out over the competition. You have much more rigorous safety testing for pharmaceutical drugs that you don't have with vaccines because they're classified differently. You have smaller subsets of study population, and they're not long-term studies. They can be fast-tracked to market. Vaccines are regularly fast-tracked to market through the FDA. And you have no liability. So all of these things that, you know, kind of keep pharmaceuticals in check in the pharmaceutical drug market, which still is not very good because we saw Vioxx, you know, get pulled from the market, killed many people. Merck knew about it before they even took it off the market. But still, there are some hurdles and there's some regulation still a little bit there. But with vaccines, you have hardly any regulation.
Right.
And so they become very much more profitable. In fact, the revenue off of vaccines is much higher than regular pharmaceutical drugs. So what else we're looking at is that there's a huge market for vaccines. We have a a lot of disease states that they're now looking to profit off of with vaccines.
Right.
So there's almost 300 vaccines under development right now. And we're seeing a lot for adult issues as well. Yeah. So we have a complete untapped adult market as well. CDC says that 85 to 90% of adults are not up to date on their boosters.
Right.
So technically we're unvaccinated and we're not seeing these huge epidemic outbreaks that they say we would. But what a great market mm-hmm. for the pharmaceutical companies. So now they're switching gears and looking to step up mandatory vaccination because they know that people, especially adults, are not going to go out and get their shots, you know, just based off marketing. They need a little more impetus. So they're doing mandatory vaccines. And like I said, there's some scary stuff coming up on the market with in terms of vaccines, like ones for HIV, for anthrax, cancer, things that I don't want in my body, dead or alive. I don't want that virus in my body at right. all, especially with the adjuvants and the toxin, the neurotoxins and, you know, the carcinogens that are actually additives to the vaccine shots as well. So one thing as they move into this to vaccines and look to, for growth in profit growth through there and shareholder profits, you can see that they're really stepping up the campaign for vaccinations. And the one of the main ones driving this is the HPV vaccine. Mm. So Merck had Vioxx that was pulled off the market, right? So in the industry, we call the HPV vaccine the have to pay for Vioxx vaccine
wow.
because the one that has the majority of the market is Gardasil and
right.
it's made by Merck.
And they got it now, boys and girls can.
And so Merck made Gardasil $135 a dose. And there's three doses in within 6 months for boys and girls, ages 9 to 26.
Right.
And so this is far more expensive than any other childhood vaccine. So they're really making a huge amount of profit off of Gardasil. And it's coming at the expense of our kids because the aluminum content in Gardasil is one of the highest. And you're giving three doses back to back within six
right.
months. So we're seeing huge injuries and deaths with the Gardasil vaccine. In fact, a lot of countries in the world are taking it off the market. Japan is actively not recommending it after a government investigation into injuries and deaths. And in the Philippines as well, they're investigating it. The EU just announced a new investigation into the HPV vaccine, into Gardasil after a great documentary came out of Denmark that really exposed what was going on there. One of the great quotes off that documentary is from one of the doctors that actually led the Gardasil trials in Denmark for Merck. And it's actually, you can find it in the insert, you reference to Denmark trials. And it's a Dr. Jesper Melson. And he says he ran investigations into the vaccine when the government ordered those. And he says a realistic estimate is that 1 in 500 girls vaccinated experiences serious side effects. And we're talking life-changing side effects. We're talking women in wheelchairs. We're talking death. We're talking paralysis. We're talking muscle pain that never goes away.
Right.
And Rob Dew, when I just did the radio interview, he mentioned there's a video on YouTube of girls after a school campaign for the HPV vaccine
right.
and they're just writhing in pain.
Right.
And if you see this kind of injuries and people are, and they actually protested in the streets, this is not okay. You did not tell us what's in this vaccine. You did not tell us the risk of injury here.
Right.
And we're not being given the information that we need to make a real choice.
One in 500 girls. I mean, that's like the size of a small school. So one person in the school and they're forcing this on everyone. So
right.
one person in your school, one girl could be wheelchair bound for life or could
right.
go into premenopause, never be able to have children of her own
right.
because of an HPV shot, which there's so many different strains of it. And we've done studies on this. It actually can increase your chances of getting other forms of HPV, other strains of
right.
it. And I mean, it's your body, as long as you are healthy, can usually clear it.
Right. 90% of cases of HPV clear up completely on their own without any repercussions.
Symptoms.
And other ones are, the majority are treatable.
Wow.
So in doing more research into HPV, what I realized is, so the World Health Organization says one, your risk of getting cervical cancer is 1 in 40,000, which already is very, very small and very small compared to, 1 in 500, serious reactions. And yet what they don't tell you is 88% of all cervical cancer cases are in third world countries. So only 12% of all of those cases are in developed world, not even just in the U.S., in the entire developed world. And so, you know, in terms of like risk of getting cancer, cervical cancer for women in the U.S., because it can be, you know, mostly prevented through the Pap smear protocol that we have.
Right.
It's very, 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 very minuscule. And in fact, cervical cancer is not even in the top 10 for cancer for women. And the biggest kicker of the HPV vaccine is that 75% of cases of cervical cancer are in women over 55. But the vaccine only lasts 8 to 10 years. So think of how much money they're going to make off boosters, right? But why are we mandating this for teenagers when that vaccine is not going to give them coverage for the real risk category, which is not even a real risk because it's so small, the risk of getting cervical cancer. But we're giving this vaccine to teenagers and it only lasts until maybe they're 30, you know, being generous.
Right.
And yet they're not going to be at risk for it until they're over 55, really. So why are we giving this to teenagers? We're seeing an amazing amount of injuries and deaths, and the risks are not worth the benefits.
Wow.
And in fact, one of the lead researchers, Dr. Diane Harper, who was an independent consultant for Merck on the research, the Gardasil trials, is speaking out against these HPV vaccine mandates because of this. The risk, the benefits are just not there. I mean, but the profit is. And in fact, one of the things I definitely want to touch on is that this is worth tens of billions of dollars for Merck. There are 76 million kids in the U.S., in the last census numbers, between 9 and 26, boys and girls. And this is worth tens of billions with an annual recurring revenue stream of $1.8 billion. This is like blockbuster status.
We've got to get this information out there.
Blockbuster status.
So I'm so glad that you are bringing this information out there. I know we're going to have more with you. Coming up after this, we're actually going to play some of those phone calls with your questions that you called in for Brandi Vaughn. Please go to, is it councilforvaccinesafety.org?
Yes.
And learn everything you can. I know you've got another event coming up as well. Get this information out there. This is key because this is coming for the entire country. Coming up, Darren McBreen talks about the latest showdown between global superpowers.
I might as well just...
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over the past year or so, the Obama administration has claimed that its bombing campaign in Syria has been a success. However, it's no secret that ISIS has only gotten stronger, and they've somehow managed to take over and control lots of territory, about 35% of Syria. Well, that is until now, because the tide of the conflict in Syria seems to be turning fast. And that's because the Russians have stepped in, and they mean business. The infrastructure used to stage terror attacks in Syria and Iraq has been severely damaged. I mean, they are going in there with a large fleet of warplanes and helicopters, including armored Su-25 ground support fighter jets. They're dropping cluster bombs on terrorists and Kab-500 air bombs on these guys. And guess what? It's working. Intelligence reports show that the militants are in a total panic right now. Desertion has started in their ranks. I mean, it was just one Russian airstrike alone on Saturday that has over 600 militants abandoning their positions as they are trying to, well, they're running scared, all right, and they're trying to flee the country because the Russian Air Force is bombing the living daylights out of ISIS.
The sound of the rocket was extremely frightening. Then a huge explosion happened in front of my eyes. I've never seen anything like it before in Talbisa. The scale was far worse than anything the Syrians have done. The destruction was huge and horrible. Buildings were destroyed completely, and streets just disappeared under clouds of dust and rubble as the walls fell.
So the question is, where the hell has the U.S. military been all this time? I mean, these Russian airstrikes have produced significant results in just a short amount of time that greatly surpass any effort achieved by the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition in over a year. It's an embarrassment, especially to the Obama administration, or at least it should be, because this whole incident has made Obama look rather pathetic. Well, what else is new? But I tell you what, more and more people are finally beginning to wake up and understand what is truly going on in Syria and what the real objective has been all along for the U.S. government and the military-industrial complex. And that is that the Obama administration, well, I'll let you in on a little secret. They've never been interested in removing ISIS at all. In fact, it is the total opposite. ISIS is a Frankenstein created by Western intelligence to destabilize Syria in an effort to remove President Bashar al-Assad from power. And that's because the global banking cartels, well, they can't wait to get their greedy little paws on Syria's natural resources, specifically natural gas and its transit through the Middle East. They also want to control another very vitally important piece on the grand chessboard. And in the process, our government has armed, funded, and trained ISIS terrorists to, well, basically to do Washington's dirty work.
I am concerned about this report about Syrian rebels and the ceasefire with ISIS. Senator Paul, it's not true.
I don't care about the report. I know these people intimately. We talk to them all the time.
Tutnova says people living in ISIS-controlled areas are in fear of the harsh penalties for infringement of the stringent laws.
Islamic State terror group has reportedly executed 100 of its own foreign fighters who tried to flee their headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa.
We're here in the 17th Division military base just outside the city of Raqqa. And we're here with the soldiers of Bashar. You can see them now digging their own graves in the very place where they were stationed.
Can ISIS be defeated in this battle here?
That's the big question mark. And if ISIS can't be defeated, having taken this fight now to back to ISIS, and if the Iraqi military is unsuccessful, then I think you have to look at a very different map in the Middle East.
So look, there's no doubt that the U.S. government is responsible for the creation of ISIS. And the Obama White House, they say that they are only arming the so-called moderate rebels in Syria. But we know better than that. I mean, we've seen a whole trail of evidence throughout the entire country, like U.S. weapons airdrops that somehow magically, mysteriously, and accidentally keep ending up in the hands of ISIS, along with a whole bunch of Toyota pickup trucks. And this clearly demonstrates U.S. involvement and support. And of course, we also have declassified secret U.S. government documents that were obtained by the law firm Judicial Watch that shows that the U.S. deliberately allied with Al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups to take out Bashar al-Assad. So the evidence is there. And Russia isn't stupid. Vladimir Putin, he knows what's going on. He's only openly and publicly declared that Obama has indeed armed ISIS. In fact, InfoWars crew member and Russian translator Daria, who works with us here at InfoWars, well, she translated a speech by Vladimir Putin this was a speech before the Russian airstrikes in Syria, where he states that the U.S. armed ISIS and the Syrians that are fighting against Assad. Once again, proving what we've been saying here at InfoWars all along.
Another threat that President Obama mentioned was ISIS. Well, who on earth armed them? Who helped to arm the Syrians that were fighting against Assad? Who created the necessary political climate that facilitated this situation? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area? Do you really not understand as to who is fighting in Syria?
And make no mistake about it, the fact that the Russians are now involved, well, that is a game changer. Because obviously the Obama administration and the global banking cartels, well, they're not very happy with the idea of Russian airstrikes in Syria. And this is where it starts to get very dangerous, because this is how the war starts to escalate. British defense officials have instructed fighter jet pilots to shoot down Russian jets over Syria. And U.S. Senator John McCain says he'd like to arm the Syrian rebels with weapons to shoot down the Russian Air Force.
We need to have a no-fly zone. We need to have a buffer zone for refugees. We need to provide
certain kinds of help. No, I know that, Senator, but if they are attacking the very guys who we want to see topple Assad, you would let American planes just continue to pass them and let them do that?
No, but I might do what we did in Afghanistan many years ago to give those guys the ability to shoot down those planes. That equipment is available.
Who would be shooting them down?
The Free Syrian Army.
Meanwhile, al-Nusra forces, who are infamously known for being the real culprits behind the chemical attacks on Syrian civilians a few years ago, well, they just launched rocket strikes on the Russian embassy in Damascus. Rockets that were, well, more than likely supplied by U.S. forces. This is a buildup to a global conflict. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge is reporting that the commander of Iran's Quds force, Qasem Soleimani, well, he violated a U.N. travel ban. He visited Russia and held meetings with the Kremlin. The Pentagon says those meetings were very important and helped accelerate the timetable for Russia's involvement in Syria. This looks like the biggest standoff between Russia and the United States since the Cold War. And don't expect Saudi Arabia and Israel to just stand there on the sidelines either, especially now that it looks like Iran wants to join the fight. Hundreds of Iranian forces have arrived in Syria in the last 10 days, and they will soon join the fight in a major ground offensive backed by Russian airstrikes. That's according to Reuters. So there is an emerging military alliance between Russia, the Syrian army, and its allies, Iran. And they are focused on recapturing the territories that were taken over by U.S.-sponsored ISIS. And now that the Russians appear to be succeeding in taking out radical militants inside Syria, well, we've just learned that the president of Iraq is considering asking the Russians to conduct a similar operation inside his own country. So now the Russians may very well end up launching airstrikes in Iraq soon. Wow. So there you have it. Call it what you like. To me, it looks like a preview of World War III.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Welcome back. Now, we're going to get to your questions for Brandi Vaughn in just a minute, but I wanted to give you just closing words.
Yes. So there's been a lot of propaganda with the pharmaceutical companies out there right now. So my nonprofit is launching a public education campaign to counter all this misinformation, to get the truth out there, to get, you know, vaccine ingredients, what people need to know that they're not being told. So please go donate at my website, www.councilforvaccinesafety.com. We're going to really change the world together.
Let's go to Shane in North Carolina. Shane, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to share my story, actually. You were talking about the vitamin K shot, and that's one of them that you seldom hear people talk about. My wife
baby's
and I
first
just
shot.
Had our second. Yeah, we had our second baby boy about a month ago, and he arrived a week early. My wife and I were already looking into taking the vitamin K orally. We knew that we were going to refuse the Hep B, but we thought we had a week to, you know, figure out which vitamin K we were going to buy and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, she went into labor, and we were in the hospital and having this baby a week earlier than planned. So then, you know, these people are coming around me with their clipboards and everything, talking about, all, you know, like they do.
Yep,
and
yep.
I said, yeah, well, we're not doing the Hep B. And then they're like, well, what about the vitamin K? I'm like, well, we were going to do that orally, but, you know, we thought the baby was coming a week later, so we didn't really make a decision. So I guess we'll just hold off on that one, too. And then, I mean, they're like whispering and, you know, acting like it's the biggest deal in the world. Like, they were making a bigger deal about me not getting the vitamin K than they were about the Hep B.
Yeah.
They had my pediatrician call me. And I mean, my pediatrician called. He was somehow affiliated with their hospital, apparently. But he called and said, "Yeah, oh yeah, you know, we just kind of want to know why don't you want to get this vitamin K?" And like everyone was asking me,
and they try to scare you with the bleeding that could happen and everything else. Yeah, they really put that scare tactic on you. I've gone through it with four kids, and every time it's a different tactic that they use. This last time, I'm just going to record what they say. And then, you know, play it for the world to hear so they can build upon their, cachet of experience. So did you end up doing it or what happened? What was the final result?
First of all, I wasn't prepared to deal with, this reaction from them. I mean, it freaked me out. And then, of course, my wife is not quite where I'm at with all of this stuff, okay? The vaccines and, you know, our first son has only had the DTaP against my will, but my wife felt very strongly about it. She said, well, let's just get it. You know, we have to, you know, she got kind of scared into, you know, let's just, you know, get the K vaccine. And I was just like, I don't know, you know, let's just wait. And I mean, we can just get him some drops and I'll get him, you know, sent within the next day or two. But they freaked out about it. So then my pediatrician called and I said, yeah, I don't feel comfortable injecting this into my baby. And he said, well, you can, you know, technically take it orally. So I ended up deciding to do that. And I mean, I kind of regret it hearing everything that you talked about, you know, being in it. But I suppose it's better to take it orally than to have that injected mainlined into a newborn. But that's what we ended up doing at the hospital is he took a certain amount of it orally, a amount that was recommended by the pediatrician.
Right.
And it was actually right from the vaccine.
Yeah, they just take it out and right. They do that. And because they don't really have anything on hand. And that's what they try to say. Well, we don't have that on hand. We just have to give them the regular one. And then with my case, they wanted to give them more down the line. And we ended up going to a compounding pharmacy, which are kind of rare, I found out. But they were able to make a really, you know, pure version of vitamin K for us without any preservatives or anything. Really, really nice people at People's Pharmacy. But, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I had my son in Holland, and granted it was a home birth, but there was no talk about the vitamin K shot.
Right.
So this standard protocol that's going on here in the U.S., outside in other countries, this is not the same. It's not the same standard protocol. I never heard about vitamin K. They didn't even talk to me about vaccines. They said at his 2-month appointment with the midwives, do you want to talk about vaccines? Some parents do. I said, why would I want, you know, to do that? He's perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
And she's like, great, because we don't want to talk about them either.
Exactly.
So I think we have this idea that everywhere in the world does it just like the U.S. And here in the U.S., we do it far differently. And these things that they try to push on us as standard protocol in the hospital and when we're giving birth and with our children, with the whole vaccine program, this is not how it's done in the rest of the world.
Right. Well, yeah, we lead the world with our vaccine schedule, and we lead the world with infant mortality in developing countries.
In
developed countries. Yeah, exactly. I still think we are developing in some ways.
Yeah.
Mike in Tennessee, what is your question?
I just wanted to find out, did you work at the facility in Marietta, Georgia?
No, I was a sales rep, and I repped Vioxx, and that experience showed me that things that are on the market are not necessarily safe, and there's a lot of corruption behind the scenes.
Well, if you ever have an opportunity, I know someone personally that worked there for many, many years, and just walking through there and just looking at the procedures, the way that this is done, the way these things are manufactured, you would want to think twice about putting any of that stuff in your body. And, of course, as you touched on, have your kids at home, keep them there, keep your money in your pocket. Don't submit to these authoritarians who, I mean, they're out of their mind sociopaths, and anybody that would listen to them is just insane.
Totally agree. I mean, bovine serum, people even know what that is. Diploid cells, those are made out of aborted fetal cells.
Dog kidney cells?
Yeah, that's the stuff that monkey kidney cells in the polio vaccine. You know, that's the stuff they inject people with. And you don't know what that's doing on a DNA level.
Yeah, it's damaging our DNA.
Right. And they're not doing those tests, I guarantee you.
Right.
They're not doing those tests. They're going, are you getting sick? Are you dying? Okay, it's safe. Safe and effective. Let's get it out. Let's get it out the door.
There's no long-term safety studies.
Right.
So, and the FDA often fast-tracks them. And a lot of people don't realize the safety studies that are done on vaccines, they're not done with the proper placebos. It's very substandard safety testing. No long-term, no combination doses, even though we give kids 6 to 9 doses, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. At baby visits. There's so much people aren't hearing behind the scenes. The safety testing is not like even pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs slip through the cracks. Well, vaccines slip through far bigger cracks.
Canyons.
Yes,
they're slipping through canyons. They're just wheeling them in going, how many can we get?
Exactly.
They've got 271 new vaccinations that they want to come out with.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's a totally untapped market for pharmaceutical companies. Like, they're looking at a pharmaceutical drug market that's completely saturated, a bunch of competition, high hurdles of safety testing to get into the market. And then vaccines, I mean, look at all these disease states that they could come up with vaccines for. They're coming up with an anthrax vaccine, cancer, HIV.
An anti-government vaccine. Yeah.
Exactly. I would never want these things put into my body, dead or alive. They don't belong in my body. And they're coming, and that's what people don't understand.
And it starts in California. SB 277 is their opening salvo, and when it sticks there and people don't fight back, it's going to continue to move. It's going to go west. It'll probably go from California all the way to Massachusetts and Rhode Island and those New England states, and then it's going to make its way into the heartland. I think Texas might hold out a little bit, but we'll see.
So.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for the call, Mike. John, what is your question?
Yes, Brandy, thank you for what you're doing. It's wonderful to see someone that is exposing what's going on in this Merck industry. You said you were involved with Vioxx?
Yes.
Yeah, they lost a lawsuit, didn't they? My sister, who is a vaccine researcher in South Carolina, Mary Tocco, and she does have a website, childhoodshots.com, but she's been doing this for over 35 years. She ran into an attorney there in South Carolina that represented the defendants, and he told her that they came out with the Gardasil to pick up the extra money that they lost on the lawsuit, and that's why it's being promoted from one standpoint. But if you could ever get a hold of my sister, she would probably be very happy to hear your information. She's at childhoodshots.com, and her name is Mary Tocco.
Great.
I've heard her name out there. I can't remember anything recently that I've seen from her, but yeah, I've seen her out there. There's a lot of good people. Dr. Humphreys, Susan Humphreys is out there fighting it. Sherry Tenpenny. There's a lot of people really fighting this issue. Yeah. And it's great to see people coming together, more people like yourself speaking out.
Well, Brandy, thank you so much for everything that you're doing with the Council for Vaccine Safety. Be sure to go and check out that website. Get all the information that you're not being told. And we really appreciate it. All your courage. I know a lot of families out there are really thankful. All right. Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And be sure to catch us here Monday night, 7 p.m. Central.
Knock. Workout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, knockouts, it, InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.